We talked about your phobias today, and man, we got some interesting ones I had never heard before. Also, do we want delivery by drone? And what was the first music video ever and why? We did all of that today, and you'll hear it right now in the podcast. Phobias are a weird thing because we're only born with two fears, the fear of falling and the fear of a loud sound.
I didn't know that.
So when we develop other ones, I guess I can get it. But Chelsea, you have one that has never made sense to me.
This one, and instead of, okay, you know, it's fight or flight.
Yes.
I default to fight.
Okay.
Unless, well, because I can't run very good.
I don't run so good.
So this fear has gotten me into almost legal trouble sometimes.
And it is?
I'm scared of clowns.
But not just like, and sometimes people say, oh, I'm scared of clowns. And
no, it's kind of
like a quirky little, like, oh, I'm silly, I'm scared of clowns. But
No. What
you were telling me is this is legit.
This is like, I've had to get help for this. No.
Come on,
no.
Chelsea.
I don't care if it's at the Shriner Circus. I don't care if they're in the parade. I don't care if it's Bozo the Clown that is coming for a birthday party. That's actually where the fear stemmed from.
From Bozo coming to a birthday party?
Yeah,
what
Bozo
happened?
Bozo the Clown showed up. So it was my third birthday party or fourth birthday party. My dad hired this clown.
Okay.
And I was running around to the front yard, and I see this clown that's bent over. I can see his plumber's crack that's like mile wide. I'm traumatized. He straightens up, and he was drunk. His hat was disheveled. He was smoking a cigar.
Gross.
His makeup was caked on. I can still picture it. It was like almost peeling around his mouth. He was bloodshot eyes, and my dad kicked him out.
I would imagine, yeah.
He's like, get the heck out of here. But the damage was done. So to this day, I am terrified of clowns.
So what if you're at like a state fair or something and a clown comes walking by, will you just like go into a full-on panic?
Yeah, I get
wow.
heart palpitations, my body tenses up, I can't breathe, and I'm just like, he's gonna eat my soul. And so I either try to like get the heck out of there, but if they try to approach me, I'm like, oh heck no. And there's one time a clown dropped out of a ceiling in a haunted house. This was the legal
now thing. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, so we're going through this haunted house, I'm going first, and this clown drops out of the ceiling. And I cold cocked him.
Good
I mean, I just knocked him out. He falls out of the ceiling. I knocked him unconscious. Stop! Oh, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And the next year we went back, there's signs every 4 feet saying,
please don't punch the clown.
Do not touch the actors. I'm terrified. I am terrified
of clowns.
That's
just bizarre. I don't have any phobias like that. Like nothing. Nothing scares me that much. And I'm a jittery guy.
Will you turn this music down?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot that it was on, to be honest, my bad.
I'm like freaking out.
Look, we got a text. We don't have a name on this one. So people are texting in their phobias. Holy cow. Look at this. Someone says, getting lotion on my hands. I can't put lotion on my hands.
Really?
That's a definitely an unusual
one.
That's
like the best part of it. I have lotion. You see that. I have lotion everywhere.
Yes, you do.
I love lotion.
Very aromatic lotion as well.
It's pungent.
Becky agrees with you. I'm with Chelsea on this. I am terrified of clowns. I'm equally terrified of snakes. When my daughter was little, she would fling garter snakes at me and laugh so hard. That's not funny.
Oh my gosh. I'm not scared of snakes because I feel like they're okay. They're cool.
Minnesota snakes, Midwestern snakes. Yeah, fine.
Oh yeah. Like rattler snakes. Well, my grandpa used to hunt them.
One time I was doing some yard work at my house in Texas and a snake fell out of the bushes and he suffered the most savage death you've ever seen in your life. I killed him with the hedge clippers because I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know if you're poisonous. I got kids. I'll pay for this on my deathbed.
And here I'm like, they ain't got no legs.
Red on yellow, kill a fellow. And that's what I saw, and it was either me or him.
Yikes, dude.
320-656-9453. You got a phobia?
I don't like standing at the edge of things because I think the wall is going to fall and I'm going to, like, drop. So I'm not really afraid of heights. I'm afraid of falling.
Well, I think that's the fear of heights.
Yeah.
Is the falling from the heights that would make you afraid
Maybe.
Of it.
I mean, I don't mind being up high. I just don't want to be on the edge of anything.
Okay.
So if you went to the Grand Canyon, you wouldn't be seeing how far down you could look?
I mean, I peek over the edge, but by far enough back, yeah.
Have you seen that thing? It used to be called the Sears Tower. I don't know what it's called now in Chicago, where it's like you lean up against the glass, and then it slowly tilts out, and you're Ooh. Looking right down the side of the building.
Ugh.
Yep. Won't do that. Never, ever.
I was
pass.
There, and I'm not even afraid of heights at all, and I could not bring myself to do it.
Yeah, no thanks. Unless there was like a harness. Even if there was a harness,
right.
I'd be like, nah.
I was like, what if the gears give out? Like, how thick is that glass?
Yeah.
Like, I could not. I felt so embarrassed. I couldn't do it.
And is that the way you'd want to go?
Oh, hell yeah.
Way to be smart, Tamara, to staff the edge.
Yeah, small town radio DJ plummets to his death at the Sears Tower. Heck yeah. The headline writes itself. Thank you so much for the call this morning. All right, man, we got a lot of calls and texts coming in. Now, someone's on hold. They say they have a fear that's just as bad as yours, but it's of something else. What is it?
So I am really afraid of flying.
Okay, hold on 1 second. We're going to come back and get your story and find out how afraid you are. Coming up next. Holy cow, are we getting a lot of texts about people's phobias this morning.
My favorite clown, my only favorite clown in the whole world, Clueless the Clown, did text in, "I love you so much. Clueless, you know I love you." But it took a lot of gentle talks, and she made me balloon animals, like a guitar. So yes, to clarify, and I know her in her day job too, so that helps. So
that
I
helps a little bit.
So I see her as a person.
Not just a clown.
So, Clueless, I love you very much.
Did we get any other texts?
Oh my gosh. A trypophobia, an aversion or repulsion to objects with clusters of small holes.
I've heard of that one before.
Oh my gosh, this person is afraid of pencils. Amy texts in, "I hate pencils. They smell bad. I refuse to touch them. Not even mechanical pencils. I had to use
That's a new one.
I had to use a Kleenex to hold one to take a test."
Oh wow.
Oh my gosh, there's somebody who hates lotion. Raymond Texan, "My wife is deathly afraid of pool drains."
I went through that for a little while. There was an episode of Rescue 911, which was a show that was on when I was a kid. And I'll never forget one of the episodes, a kid got sucked into a pool drain and was stuck at the bottom of the pool. And I was afraid from then on out. But we got someone that's been sitting on hold for, we got to do more of this. Like, we can't, there's so many good ones here and we just don't have a lot of time. But we'll keep this going after the break. But let's talk to this person. Now, you said you're deathly afraid of what?
So I am really afraid of flying.
Okay.
Ooh.
Like, you just get kind of nervous, or is it worse than that?
No, it's like debilitating anxiety. Like, if I try to drive, like, if something is like within like a day or two drive, like I just do the road trip. I can't do the plane thing. But if it's like a cross country trip and I absolutely have to do it, like for like weeks before, I start having like just these like panic attacks thinking about it. Like I'm so freaked out. And then when I actually do it, I have to take like a bunch of like, I take like sleeping pills so that I can just like make it through. But, I don't know. Maybe it's cause I saw like a lot of like movies when I was a kid, or like, I also was a kid. I was really obsessed with the Challenger crash that had happened. So I've just never been able to like get over it.
Okay, just the fear of that crashing.
My wife developed a fear of flying like later in life, and it's so weird. She never used to be afraid of flying, and now, like, we went to Houston just a few weeks ago, and I wanted to fly. That drive just takes it all out of me. And she was like, "No, I don't want to fly. I'd rather drive."
So are you okay when the plane is up in the air, or are you freaking out through the whole flight just praying for the landing?
I have to like take something like, usually like an Ambien or something like in it. And then an Ambien, or like I've done other kind of stuff too, just to like ease the anxiety. But the whole time I'm in the air, it's like, it doesn't matter like if I'm watching a movie or like the whole time I'm just like, I want to get off. I want to get off. I want to get off.
So how often do you fly then? Like, is it like once every decade, or how often is it?
No, I mean, so my family's kind of, far. So like my sister just had a baby. So I had to fly, when was January? Because I will not do it during the holidays. I won't. That's just like a whole other level because of like how stressful, like, you know, people trying to get to the airport. So we went and visited in January, and I started being really anxious about it like in October, knowing that we were gonna, you know, but like I wanted to see her kid, and it was just like, it's like I couldn't take 5 days off of work to drive, you know.
Right.
Ooh, that's too much. So the convenience of flying won over all of that.
Yeah, I don't find it that. Also, I like a good road trip, but I don't find flying like that convenient. It's like expensive, you know, like you said, that going to the airport, checking your bag, doing that thing. There's all these people, like it's that part is like also really stressful. And so it's these two stressful things together. And especially in the news, like that airplane that like lost its door recently, I just,
don't fly in those Boeing jets. They're falling apart. Now, have you ever been, like, during a flight, have you ever had a bad flight that also enhanced your fears? Or is this still just from, like, your fear from childhood?
I had one flight once that there was like some stormy weather, and so we had like some turbulence, and then the landing was it didn't feel like a full. I also won't do roller coasters. Just like that's another
fair.
Thing. Like that's like a motion sickness thing, but it kind of felt like the closest thing to that.
Well,
yeah.
You definitely have a real phobia. It's nothing compared to Chelsea's phobia of clowns, which
those
have never done anything
scary.
To anybody.
I could argue different.
But hey, we appreciate.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
We appreciate the phone call this morning.
Thanks so much for listening to me.
Absolutely. We have a ton of texts coming in about phobias. We got to get to more of these a little bit later on. Chelsea, I think you triggered a spontaneous therapy session this morning. You were telling us about your phobia of clowns. We were talking to people who had phobias of falling, phobias of flying. You said that you have one. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
You still on phobias?
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I have a phobia of... I guess not getting my air. My sister had a windpipe the size of a pencil, so she struggled getting her air all the time.
Oh.
And my best description of it, I kind of freak when I do this, but when you got a good old cold,
yeah.
And your nose is all plugged up, shut your mouth and breathe through your nose. That's what freaks me.
Yeah, that would make sense. I mean, the fear of getting a breath, that would definitely be a real phobia.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's you know, I experienced it with through my sister, but I just, you think, well, you know, you just breathe through your mouth or whatever, but
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call. We got a ton of texts, Chelsea.
I am like sending love out into the universe to everybody who is, they're sending paragraphs to us, Kelly.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You triggered therapy this morning.
Oh, I'm here for you all. I hear you all. Emily. Now this is hilarious because I'm also terrified of this. She says, I love the water and swimming. Same, but I'm terrified of a big fish or a shark that's going to come to attack me. It literally makes my heart skip a beat and I panic, but I swim anyways, even if it's in a lake.
Query.
Mm-hmm.
You're worried about a shark in a lake.
I know it doesn't make sense to you, Kelly, but it could happen anytime something brushes your foot or a large tooth.
I mean, you could get like, couldn't a walleye like take you out?
Walleyes are okay, but like your muskies are. But did you see where that great white
Muskellon.
Came in from like the Atlantic and went down that one river that like the Vikings took and got into Minnesota? And
yeah, but wasn't that once?
Well, it could happen again. If it happened once, it could happen again.
And that thing definitely was not, a killing machine by the time it made its way into Minnesota, I guarantee you.
I mean.
It hadn't had salt water in forever.
I mean, you know, things happen. Okay. And then there's a lot of first time texters. They're not rational fears. Thalassophobia. The fear of deep water, especially when it's a fish dead zone and it's deep and empty.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you go out on a lake, like if the water is more than 30 feet deep, that's when I start to get scared, like
yeah.
swimming in it.
We're going to start swimming in the quarries this summer, and
yeah.
they get deep.
They get super deep.
Dark and deep. And this one, Kaylee, growing up, my brother was terrified of jewelry. If my mom or I touched an earring or a necklace, we immediately had to go wash our hands. So I don't
oh,
know if
that's wow.
like germaphobe. I don't know.
Maybe. But jewelry does have a smell to it,
yeah,
so maybe there's something with that.
That metal.
Wow.
Interesting.
And I'm not judging anybody, except for the shark one in freshwater. That one I'm judging a little
hey,
bit.
We just validated
it. I'm sorry. I'm judging you a little bit.
Crystal scared of frogs, just like our darling Brian Riley.
Brian Riley is afraid of frogs.
A lot of fear of heights, falling from ladders.
Do you say you got a fear? Hello?
I do.
What is it?
they're kind of weird.
We won't judge.
So, like, I
might.
Getting things stuck between my toes, I can't handle it. I freak out.
I wonder what that
so
one's called.
Like fuzz, I don't know. Whether it's like fuzz or like anything, I can't handle it. I freak out. Or dead things, like dead birds. If I see a dead bird laying out in the yard or, I don't know, it freaks me out. I can't even go up to it.
I mean,
I told you, they're weird.
That's fair because they're kind of gross.
They're disease infested.
Yeah.
Here's what's weird,
yeah.
though. We're only born with two fears, the fear of falling and the fear of a loud sound. It's weird that something happens in our brain that totally rewires it, and we have these fears, like your fear of clowns.
Yeah.
Something happened somewhere, and now you're afraid of clowns.
Scarred for life.
Yeah. Makes you wonder if it's something, you know, from when you were really little that you can't
right.
remember,
See?
Or like what triggered that. Yeah, super strange.
Thank you so much for the call, though.
Oh, the fear of birds. Arithophobia. Yeah, that's from Alfred Hitchcock when you see a huge
swarm. Oh, yeah.
A huge swarm of birds.
I bet a lot of people after seeing that movie got like a phobia of birds.
Ooh.
All right, Chelsea, what do you have coming up next for us and what's trending?
Oh, my gosh, Kelly.
Wow, there's so many texts coming in.
Oh, so good. Garth Brooks heading back to Vegas, baby.
All right. How about this one? Old, cold, wet dish rags. I cannot touch them. I don't know if that's a phobia or it's just kind of icky. It just feels kind of icky on your skin.
I mean, if somebody threw them at you, I'd
scream. That's true. But thank you so much for the calls in Texas morning. This was so fun.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
Chelsea, I didn't even know this one, and I am a music fanatic, as are you.
Same, yes.
But I bet that you will not know what the first music video ever was and why it was.
Oh, my gosh. Was it like a rock band? Was it a girl group?
I will tell you what it was. So Queen, when they came out with their song in 1975, they had to make a promotional video for it that they would send out to like record stores for them to... for them to just be like, hey, here's a new album coming from Queen.
Yeah.
It was just a promotional video. And then they would say on television, new music coming from Queen, and they would show a promotional video for it. And it was for this song right here.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
So it was for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh my gosh.
Well, people loved it so much that they were like, hey, there might be a market for people wanting to see videos of their favorite artists doing their favorite songs.
I love that. You're right, because up until that point, the only time you saw them is either in concert or like on the Johnny Carson show performing.
Exactly.
This is cool.
So they realized like, hey, there might be a market for this. And think about it. This is before YouTube. So
yeah.
The only place you were getting these videos was on television,
right.
And it was just a short promotional video that people were calling and requesting at the television stations.
That is awesome.
So, and this is 1975. I think MTV started in 1980 or 82, somewhere around there.
Right.
So people started making music videos, and then that's when the shows started. There was one called Friday Night Videos that they started on TV.
Nice.
And there was like maybe 12 music videos at the time.
Aww.
But the whole music video trend started because Queen came out with a promotional video that was so popular, people wanted to keep seeing it.
Look up to the sky.
And what an iconic song.
Yeah.
To do a music video too. I love this. This is awesome.
And now you know where we got our first music video ever.
Wow, I never would have thought Queen. Thank you, Queen.
I think that tonight you found it, today you found it interesting.
This was very interesting.
Sometimes.
Five stars.
Sometimes two people find these things interesting, but sometimes they don't, Chelsea. Sometimes I am alone in my convictions when I bring these things to the table, and that's okay, because I don't mind looking at you right in the face and saying sometimes, maybe it's in me.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Man, are we going to be getting rid of delivery drivers now?
Ooh, you know, that's the one job that I've never done, and I don't know if I could.
Delivering pizza was maybe my favorite job of all time, because you could sit in the car, you could listen to music, right? You're kind of on your own a lot, you know what I mean? So I always love delivering pizza, but you meet some absolute lunatics. Anybody who's been a delivery driver before knows you meet some crazy people. Plus, I worked in an area where I got robbed fairly frequently.
Oh, no. That was when you had, like, cash on you.
Right. And how they would... I didn't get robbed for cash. It was usually just the food I would get robbed for.
Oh, seriously? They're hungry.
And it's so funny, too, because, like... So, say it was, like, in an apartment complex. You'd have to buzz them to come down and get their pizza.
Yep.
If they didn't want you to come up to their apartment. And then they would like let the locking door close while like I'm fishing for their, you know, I'm fishing for the money or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And then, or like say I hand them their pizzas and I turn around to put the bag down.
Yeah.
They would just close the locking door and walk away. There was nothing I could do. I would get robbed so frequently on that
job. Dude, not okay.
And then you got to go back and tell them like, I got to eat that one.
You didn't sit there, knock on their door and be like, hey, where's my money?
Well, the reason that I'm bringing this up is because DoorDash now in 2025 says they're going to start delivering food by drone.
Interesting.
Eliminating the need for, I think this is a terrible idea.
Why?
Why? Whenever I do that, I think of the sound of drones.
Yeah.
And this is all we're going to hear all the time.
It's like an angry hornet. And who's going to be operating these things? And we're not just talking about one drone.
I don't know.
It would be hundreds.
And then does it drop the food right at your doorstep? Like, do you have to come out and grab it? It just sounds...
Does it just hover at your door?
Now, I know why DoorDash would do this, because they're trying to save money. Then they don't have to pay a delivery driver, right?
Yeah, until somebody smashes the drone.
But this is what it's going to sound like outside all the time.
Cicadas are going to be mad. Bees are going to be confused. No.
It's going to drive us absolutely insane.
You know what that sounds like? A high-speed Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Constantly. Ugh.
Constantly.
Stop,
I'm just like,
stop.
Okay, I'll turn it down. We don't need it. We just don't absolutely need it. So I'm just like, and then you miss out on all those great memories of being a delivery driver. You run into other delivery drivers out on the street, you know.
I got a shout out to Gary, my Domino's delivery driver.
Good guy.
I love that man. He always came through right after lunchtime.
You say that you had a weird story from being a delivery driver. What happened?
I knocked on the door, and they were in robes that were not clothes, and I saw everything.
Oh, good grief.
Yikes.
Was it like a younger couple, an older couple? What was it?
This was a man who was probably in his 80s, mid-80s, and a girl who was in her early 20s.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
We got a little bit of a sugar daddy situation.
Nope.
You would think you would have more money than to be ordering pizza.
I was scarred for a life.
I don't blame you on that one. That's disgusting.
Oh, girl, that's bleach in the eyes. Ugh.
You said you delivered to some woman who was singing at the top of her lungs. What was it?
I actually had one that thought she was putting on a concert.
Okay. So what did you do?
I just calmly gave her stuff.
Okay.
But she just kept on singing and put on a concert.
Was the singing at least good?
It was not great. It was like nails on a chalkboard. I'm not gonna lie. It was like, oh, it was bad.
Thank you so much for the call.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute.
We want to give a shout out to a city I've always had trouble pronouncing: Monongah, Minnesota. Population 1,300. That is the birthplace of Wallace Wood. He was one of the first original cartoonists for Mad Magazine. He was born in Monongah in 1927. That's a huge honor for a town that only covers 3.9 square miles, but that's why Monongah, Minnesota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on the Kelly Jordan Show.
Welcome to the bonus track. I'm sorry, we talked about boats again. I'm so sorry. I know it's getting old. I know it's getting boring. I promise to stop talking about boats so much, but I had an interesting strategy on how I could get my wife on board with me getting a boat. Anyway, we'll talk about that, and I'm sure we did some other stuff. It's our bonus track. We tack it on the end of the podcast for a reason.
Okay.
I'm going to go today, and the boat that I really want to buy, we're going to make sure that it runs, make sure it's not leaking,
yes,
make sure of all those things. And then this will possibly, like, this is the next step. Now, it's at a marine. I don't know if you call it a marina. It's at a Pro-Tech Marine is the name of the place. So
yeah.
I don't know how to refer to it.
The marina, I believe, is like the
on the water. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to
but
the,
if
that'll
I say,
be next step.
But if I say it's at a marine.
Marine dealership.
Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
That's how I would say it. But yes.
Oh, Semper Fi. Thank you.
And I still have not completely cleared this purchase with my wife yet.
I think it's in the approach.
I had some thoughts. I want to run past you.
Okay.
She's not going to be super happy about it because she didn't grow up in the Midwest. She doesn't know how. Literally like, 75% of the population owns a boat.
Lake life.
Right. She grew up in landlocked Austin, Texas.
Oh, so sad.
Right. There's one lake in Austin, and half the time it's under so much of a drought, you can't even get a boat out
on
it.
It's so sad. So she doesn't
very
know.
Sad.
All right,
very
all
sad.
Right.
So she doesn't get my love of boats.
The power of water. Yeah.
So one of the thoughts I had was, what if I called the new boat? Because my old boat was called the Bluegill, named after my father, because it was blue.
Sweet.
His name was Gil.
Yeah.
This boat is maroon and like silver.
Oh.
So I can't call it the bluegill.
No.
But what if,
and redgill wouldn't be.
No, that's gross. What if that sounds like a fish with a disease. Oh, man, he's got red gills. Throw him back.
Shut down the lake.
Kill the bloodline. But I thought, what if I called it the Brianna?
Oh.
You know, like some. This will soften the blow
after
of me buying. And I'm not spending a ton of money. I don't have a ton of money, so I can't spend a ton. And this boat is in 1989. It's not.
That's a good year. And if you do that, you should get one of those like decal stickers, you know, where it's like her silhouette kind of morphing into a mermaid and then her hair just flowing behind her. I think that would be beautiful.
Would that lessen the blow of me buying something that's totally frivolous that she does not want me to have?
When you say, I'm taking the Brianna out.
Yeah.
Because I love you so much.
Right.
I can't stand to be apart from you. So even when I'm on the water, you're with me.
Baby, after all we've been through,
yeah,
I can't stand to be apart from you.
You and I aren't sinking.
No.
We're cruising.
We're cruising. Although this boat may sink too, because I don't know. No, I don't think so. I, you know what makes me trust this guy? He's from a small town. I trust people from small towns a little bit more.
Yep.
He owns his own business.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't want me trashing him on, you know, Google and social media, right? Like if I was like, I bought this. So I just trust the guy. You know, so I think it's going to run really well.
And they work hard. Way to shop local.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I like that. I think that'll ease the blow. You know how like women kind of like try to get guys to think it's their idea.
Right,
you know?
Right.
This way, you're kind of softening that. You're like, but love of my life.
I feel like a lot of times when men, like rich men, will buy a sailboat, they'll name it after their wife or something, right?
Yeah.
It'll be the Louise.
Yeah. Yeah.
This will be the Brianna.
Sometimes, yeah.
Although it's
I
a
think
19,
that's sweet.
It's a 1980. So it's not that nice of a boat. So she might be like, ugh, you're going to put my name on that thing?
Yeah, but then what's the other side?
Like, I used to call her Sea Breeze. I used to call her Sea Breezy because her name is Brianna. And so I don't
like that too.
So I thought, what if I call it the C-S-E-E,
yeah.
Breeze, B-R-I apostrophe S. Sea Breeze. No, that sucks. All right.
Okay, look, now you're getting.
This is an off-air conversation that we should probably have. I am boring everyone to tears
ooh,
right now.
Oh, Dana said Brizagna.
Brizagna. That sounds like an Italian dish.
Brizagna.
My wife is of not Italian, but. So I don't know.
Brianna de la Isla.
I have to somehow. Like, I cannot. I was. We had one of the nicest winters in Midwest history this year.
It was very mild.
And I was bummed out the entire time because I knew summer was coming up and I wasn't going to be able to be on the water.
Yeah.
But my happiness means nothing to my family. I am the guy who has the checks and that's it.
You got to do something for you. My man does, you know what, I let the whole PS5 thing go that cost $530. I let that go.
Jeez,
as you can tell, I thank you. I let it go.
Can't
I'm
imagine
like,
dropping that much
his
on.
His 75-inch TV, I'm like, let it go because the guy rarely ever does anything for himself.
Thank you.
Good for him. So if he's playing his video games, I'm like, I cheer him on. I'm like, babe, you need a snack?
I drive a 2009 Tiguan to work. You know what I mean?
See?
I mean, I guess I do have a nicer Tahoe, but I try to keep the miles on.
Yeah.
I buy things that are so cheap. The boat is under $5,000.
Yeah.
I try and buy things that are cheap. Chelsea, why am I pleading my case
to you?
You'll
be just fine. You'll be just fine.
And you know what I did? I picked up, I was going to be kind of done DJing weddings. And I thought, you know what?
What you said. You said you were going to do a 5 wedding maximum at all.
Right. Because I love DJing weddings, but I didn't want to do a ton. Because
yes.
Then I get burnt out. Then I'm not having fun. And that's not fair to the couple who's paying me to be there. I should be having fun because then they're going to have fun.
And every day that Brian and I come in, you're like, hey, I got another wedding. I got another yeah. wedding. I got another wedding. These are all in the winter. So you're planning smart, Kelly.
Because I was like, all right, if I book enough weddings, then the boat's paid for. It's a push.
I'm on your side, brother.
Look at Craig says, Kelly, as a longtime listener, this is not frivolous.
Mm-hmm.
I believe having a boat is critical to your mental health and
yes.
happiness. I'm telling you, there's no. All right, I'm done talking about because I'm boring the hell out of everybody.
Kelly with a boat. Chelsea with a horse. Kelly with a boat.
Right. I think about you and your horse.
Yep.
People could say, well, that's a silly expense to have.
All the time. And I'm like, the joy that I have looking forward to
right.
seeing him, being out there. And I'm such a better person afterwards.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. The whole world could be on fire. I'm like, this is fine.
And the other day you told me about a vet bill and I dang yep. near collapsed when you told me how much it was.
I dang near collapsed.
But
you know what? Worth it. Worth it.
And you don't know Summer Kelly yet.
He's a good. Oh.
Summer Kelly is a totally different person. We're going to work to get out of here at like 10 o'clock every morning.
You'll be in your boat. I'll be on my horse. And
yes.
We're going to be the happiest freaking people.
Yes.
On the planet.
For 3 months. We get 3 months to be happy.
Like 3.5. Let's stretch it.
Can you ride your horse in the winter? Is that something people do or is it too
yeah.
hard on their
yeah.
bones?
Well,
or?
You know, I was getting better. Yeah. We can go to indoor arenas and there's
okay.
obstacle courses you can do. So there's a lot of things you can do. And on the snow.
Oh, fun.
Be careful of ice.
Max the Ice Kid texting, is Brian here today? No, he's headed to Detroit for the NFL draft.
I'm looking at the clock right now. His flight. His airplane should be up in the air or he's sitting on the tarmac right now.
Oh, he will be on the air with us today, though, because we recorded him yesterday for Win the Intern's Lunch.
Thank goodness.
Yes. That we can't go a day without his voice.
Thank you for your service, Brian. It's kind of empty in here, but that's all right.
Keith says, I think your wife would like that if you named it after her. I would absolutely
yes.
name it after my wife. I would love to call the boat the Brianna.
It's an honor. Oh, and Rose wants to book you for another wedding.
Oh, okay. Oh, I should have got a nicer boat.
No, this will be for accessories.
If I knew I was going to have all these weddings, I would have got a nicer boat.
It's kind of like girl math.
Right.
Thank you. I gotcha. It makes sense to me.
I learned from the best. All right, come on. Should we do some history, Chelsea?
Let's go.
It was on this day, all the way back in 1989. You know, I was around back in 1989.
The year of your boat.
And all us boys tried to act like we didn't like the New Kids on the Block.
Oh.
But when this song came on, we were listening to it.
Everyone.
We were absolutely listening to this song and loving every second of it. But like when my friend's sister, we listen to like, those guys suck, man.
Yeah. Well, you dance better.
Meanwhile, I was like, hey, can you get your sister's tape so we can listen to that downstairs?
Back, didn't they make a comeback just
kinda
recently?
Yeah.
Everybody, if you want to take a
chance, here we go.
Wow,
just get on the floor and do the New Kids dance. Oh man, anyway, did I say why I'm playing this? In 1989, Massachusetts declared today New Kids on the Block Day.
Ugh.
So if you're looking for something to celebrate today and you don't have anything else, you can celebrate New Kids on the Block Day.
So cute.
In 2005...
Dog clone Snuppy was created in 2005 using a stem cell from an Afghan hound and born via a surrogate Labrador mother.
I think it was supposed to be pronounced Snoopy. I think that was AI that did that. But anyway,
I like Snuppy.
The world's first clone dog was born in South Korea on this day in 2005.
And of course they made it into a doodle.
Now, the thing is, you know, you can pay like $40,000 to have your pet cloned.
Sweet Cheez-Its.
Now, I was thinking about you when I saw this today, because I was like, if you had 40, because you love your dogs more than anybody I've ever seen love an animal in their life.
Leaving the house and this morning was so bad.
And I respect that.
I love them so much.
Respect isn't the word, but I'm intrigued by it. Would you, if you had $40,000 to $50,000 extra laying around, would you clone these dogs that you have?
Hell no.
Okay.
No, because here's the thing. They already did that with the sheep. And I watch Pet Sematary.
And it's not the same dog.
No, it's not the same dog.
It's the same DNA, but it's not the same dog.
It's a different personality. It's a different set of circumstances. You know, and I rescue both of my dogs. That's part of the story. That's part of the love. Or did they rescue me? You know what I mean?
Lord have mercy. Like, here we go.
So, no, but an Afghan hound, they are quite gorgeous. High maintenance, long hair.
You think we've cloned humans? I 100% think we've cloned humans.
So I'm 100%. And why would you do that? Why?
I think they're born without a soul.
Is there a single?
I don't think there's a soul in heaven for a cloned human being. It's a theory I'm working on.
We're getting deep.
It's a theory I'm working on. It was on this day in 2008.
The sentencing court sent the right message to the American taxpayer. You've got to pay your taxes. I mean, rich, poor, it doesn't matter. We all pay our taxes. If you got a dispute with the IRS, contact them and do it through lawful means, but you have to pay your taxes.
2008, Wesley Snipes was sentenced to 3 years in prison for tax evasion.
How much did he owe?
I don't remember. It was in the millions. It was in like the tens of millions. The IRS is always going to be the one to get you, man. Like,
always.
Look at Al Capone. The FBI, CIA could not take that guy down. Ooh. Who got him? The IRS. I'm saying, man, keep your head on a swivel.
With their ugly suits and...
Let's do some birthdays real quick, shall we?
Let's go.
So, we're celebrating a birthday today.
I hope you find what you were looking for.
It's Carly Pierce's birthday today.
Oh, she was so great with Tim McGraw. She's so beautiful.
She's got a beautiful voice.
Just a warrior woman.
How old is she, do you know?
She's, oh gosh, I'm going to say she's 36.
Oh, you're close. Not close enough, though. She is 34 today.
34. I knew she was a little bit younger than me. God, she's such a stunner, and she's been through so much. What a cool lady.
You want to talk about a woman powerhouse.
Uh-huh.
But since you've been gone,
speaking of DJing weddings, it's always funny to play this song at weddings because it always gets a huge response. But it's literally talking about like a bad breakup and how her life is better since you know, since the dude left.
It might be the cleansing it of all be. The ex-boyfriends before.
But man, no, ladies hit the dance floor and go bonkers on this one at
and
weddings.
That high note, do you ever mute the music and just listen
to it? Once in a while.
And then you regret it.
If the crowd is into it. How old is Zoe Kelly Clarkson today?
Kelly Clarkson, she's got to be, I don't even know if she's, is she 40? Is she even 40?
I don't know, Chelsea, I'm asking you.
All right, I'm going to go with 40.
40, you're close again. But a little low on that one. Kelly Clarkson is 42 today.